Education, orange juice futures, and the cost of HLB were all top of mind for many Florida citrus growers this week. On the education front, many Indian River area growers and some from other areas are attending the Florida Citrus Show in Fort Pierce, hearing about an array of issues: agricultural labor, research, good agricultural practices, advanced citrus production systems, and HLB and canker management, among the topics on the Wednesday and Thursday agenda. Early in the week, Financial News Services reported that orange juice futures hit record highs. The most frequently mentioned reason for the futures rising to more than $2.25 per pound was the finding of the fungicide carbendazim in some orange juice a few weeks ago. The fungicide is not allowed for use on oranges in the United States, but is legal for use on oranges in Brazil, which exports much OJ to the U.S. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration is testing juice for the presence of the fungicide. Other reasons cited for the spike in OJ futures were an early January freeze in Florida and the recent confirmation of HLB in Texas. Florida has been dealing with HLB, the world's most serious citrus disease, for several years. The University of Florida's Institute of Food and Agricultural Sciences this week released results of an economic study indicating that HLB has cost Florida's economy $3.63 billion in lost revenues and 6,611 jobs. Learn more about these and other citrus topics in the days to come at southeastagnet.com. I'm Ernie Neff. You're listening to Southeast AgNet.